السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the crises that we are facing in South Africa is the acute shortage of rain and water, and especially in Cape Town. And if we see the situation, Allah forbid, could deteriorate. Now the question we need to ask ourselves is, why does all this happen? When we, the individuals and majority of us, do good deeds, we do the work of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, commanding the good, forbidding the evil, reading our Salat, and making sincere Tawbah, and all the things we are supposed to do, and we try our level best to stay away from the sins and vices, then remember, still these unfavorable conditions, so that would be considered as a test, as a trial from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah states, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, and surely we will put them through a test, the fear and the poverty, وَنَقْسِمْ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and there will be a decrease, meaning there will be destruction, there will be death, people will die, there will be decrease in the wealth, some business deals may not go well, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and there could be floods, there could be the some type of, you know, snow and hail and all these type of things. So when we are doing good and calamities, disaster, catastrophe afflict us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those people, أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا, if and when that calamity afflicts them, then قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, verily unto Almighty Allah we belong, and unto Him we return. So this is our topic for today. And that is istisqa. Now how can we get the rain of Almighty Allah to shower upon us? There are certain things we have to do. Number one is Quran Kareem is teaching us, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. Allah sets forth an example for you, and that is the town, the city, آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً, they were in peace, tranquility, serenity. يَعْتِيَا رِزْكُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and remember that they were living in peace, tranquility, they would get in their sustenance, provision from all sides. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنُمِ اللَّهِ, then they committed kufran, ungratefulness, unthankfulness with the bounties of Almighty Allah. When they did that, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ, so Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them a taste from all sides, al-ju', the poverty, and al-khawf, the fear, bima kanu yasna'un. People have million rain, million dollar business, but there's no rain, there's no water, what you going to do? People now know that water is going to be rationed, and there are severe penalties if we go and utilize more than what is stipulated. So all these type of problems. So instead of judging others, let us change our own attitude and say, yes, I am guilty. I was not grateful to the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah, and therefore these bounties are now being snatched away from me by Almighty Allah. So the first dua we must learn is shukr. Therefore, in the ending of every salat, whether it is in salat or immediately after the first salat, say, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh beloved Allah, you assist me. Ala zikrika, I make your zikr. Wa shukrika, I remember you and I'm grateful to you. وحسن عبادتك, and I fulfill your ibadat with duty, with beauty, fulfilling my duty with beauty. The hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Second, remember that beg all might Allah for protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. The hadith in Sunan Nasai. Ya Allah, I seek your protection, that you snatch away the bounties that you are showering and then sending upon me. Second one. Third one. Each one of us, whether we are in Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, Johannesburg, Durban, any part of the world, read these du'as and make intention, Ya Allah, send your rain. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, send your rain upon us. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And third one, the du'a mentioned by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Abu Dawood. Allahumma isqi ibadak wa bahaimak. Ya Allah, send your rain for your servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send your rain for the cattle, for the animals, Ya Allah. We have committed the sins. We are guilty. There are no mitigating circumstances. But Ya Allah, even the animals are suffering, Ya Allah. Allahumma isqi ibadak wa bahaimak. Wanshur rahmatak. Ya Allah, spread your mercy. Spread your mercy of rain, Ya Allah. Send it to Cape Town. Send it to Johannesburg. Send it to Port Elizabeth. Send it to Durban. Send it to other parts of Africa. Send it to wherever it is required, Ya Allah. See these beautiful du'as. Next one, Quran Kareem teaches us in Surah Nuh, chapter 71, verses 10 and 11. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Make istighfar. Cry to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yur innahu kana ghaffara. Almighty Allah is very, very forgiving of forgiving. Yur silis sama alaykum midrara. Almighty Allah will send beneficial rain for you, good rain for you. Wa yumdidukum bi amwalihu wa baneen. Allah will increase your wealth and give you children. وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِهُ وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And remember, Allah will give you paradise and Jannah and the rivulets of Jannah. The problem with us, we want to curry favor with everybody. We want to be in the good books of everybody. We see our children doing wrong. We let them sleep. They don't read Salat. Where is the Amal bil Ma'ruf Nahyi al-Munkar? Where is the commanding of good and forbidding the evil? We see people going towards deviant groups and deviant groups and all these type of things. Who is there to speak? So remember, we have to speak against them. That is the amanat, the deen of Almighty Allah. When a nation and the ulama especially keep silent, then remember the vices flourish. And once the vices flourish, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's hadith, إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثِ, that once the vices flourish, then the punishment of Almighty Allah comes. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith. Next one, remember that the TV, the movies, the gay brigade, and all these type of things must be condemned. So we must be people who are proud of our Islam. We don't have to be arrogant Muslims, but we must be proud of our Islam. And we must become ambassadors of Islam. Invite people towards Islam. Look at the scourge of drugs and alcohol. Every second, third, fourth home now is afflicted. We are inundated with these type of questions. Have we sorted out our inheritance? How many homes today there's a civil war just because of the wealth and the assets? How many divorces are taking place? So all these vices have infiltrated in our community, our society, and then we ask Allah for rain. But remember, our actions are such that we deserve the punishment of Almighty Allah. Make no mistake, O Muslim, this drought is a punishment from Almighty Allah. Whether we like it or not, that is the real reality. So each one of us has to make tawbah, cry to Almighty Allah, and change our lives so the better. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send His mercy upon us and envelope us in His mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Admit us in Your special mercy, O Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.